Ever heard about that airline? The one that had to like ground all its flights because someone hacked them? Crazy, right?
It is.
Turns out it all started with a simple router. You
Wow.
know, the kind of box most of us just like shove in a corner and forget about.
Right.
Well, that's what we're diving into today, how something as basic as a router can be a huge security risk.
Fascinating stuff really highlights just how crucial cybersecurity is these days.
Definitely.
And this latest story, well, it underscores that even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about TP-Link. They make a lot of those routers.
The Chinese company, right?
Exactly. And the US government is worried their products could be a way for hackers to get into, sensitive data.
I've definitely used TP-Link routers before. They're everywhere.
They are. They're a big player used in homes and businesses all over.
So when the US starts talking about a potential ban, you have to wonder what happens next.
Oh, the ripple effects could be huge.
So what exactly are the allegations?
Basically, the US is saying these routers might have vulnerabilities, weaknesses that hackers can exploit.
Like a backdoor into your network.
Exactly. And once they're in, they can access everything.
Your computer, your phone, even your smart fridge.
All of it, anything connected to your Wi-Fi could be at risk.
Okay, so we've got serious allegations
Yeah.
and a major tech company involved.
Right.
What's the US actually doing about it?
Well, it's a pretty big investigation. Multiple US agencies are involved.
Like who?
Well, the Department of Commerce, for one, they've already subpoenaed TP-Link.
Demanding answers, huh?
Yeah, they want information about their operations, partners, how their technology works.
Wow, a full-on investigation.
It's serious stuff, and it gets even more intense.
How so?
The Department of Defense, they're worried about the risks to critical infrastructure.
Like power grids, communication networks, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Imagine the chaos if hackers could disrupt
It'd
those.
be a disaster.
And then you have the Department of Justice looking into potential criminal implications.
So this is a big deal.
Absolutely. This whole coordinated effort by the US, it shows they're not messing around.
I bet China is not too thrilled about this whole situation.
Not at all. They've called it discriminatory and said they'll protect their companies.
I can imagine.
But what's interesting is this situation, it's part of a bigger picture.
What do you mean?
This growing tension between the US and China, this battle for dominance in the tech world.
Right, like who's going to be the leader in technology?
Exactly. And that's what makes the story so fascinating. It's not just about cybersecurity.
It's a power struggle with global consequences.
Precisely. And it makes you think, what does all this mean for the average person who just wants to use their Wi-Fi?
Right, because at the end of the day, people just want their internet to work.
And they want it to be affordable.
So what happens if the US actually bans TP-Link?
Well, one of their competitors, Netgear, saw their stock price jump just on the news of a possible ban.
So, yeah, if TP-Link is gone, things could get pricier for everyone.
Very likely.
And it's not just the cost, right?
No, not at all.
Businesses might have to scramble for new equipment, new suppliers.
Yeah, there could be all sorts of disruptions.
Speaking of disruptions, this isn't the first time TP-Link's security has been questioned, right?
You're right, there were those CISA findings from last year.
CISA, that's the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Yep, back in 2023, they found some vulnerabilities in TP-Link routers.
Pretty serious stuff, too, right?
Yeah, things that could allow what they call remote code execution.
Which basically means a hacker can control your router without you knowing.
Exactly. They can see everything you're doing, steal your passwords, even use your router to attack others.
It's crazy how something like a router can be such a weak point.
It is, and there's a really chilling example of how these vulnerabilities can be exploited on a large scale.
Oh, yeah.
The Volt Typhoon hacking campaign.
What was that?
Well, back in 2023, a group of hackers linked to the Chinese government launched this massive cyber attack.
And they used routers to do it.
You got it. They took control of privately owned routers and used them as a launching pad.
To attack what?
Critical US infrastructure, things like communication networks and power grids.
No way.
It's a stark reminder that these risks, they're not just theoretical, they're real, and they can have devastating consequences.
I'm sure everyone listening is thinking the same thing right now.
What's
At
up?
least I changed the default password on my router.
That's good, but it might not be enough.
Really?
These hackers, they were exploiting vulnerabilities in the router's firmware?
The firmware, that's like the software that controls the device.
Exactly. And changing your password doesn't protect against that.
So even with a strong password, my router could still be vulnerable.
Unfortunately, yes.
Then what can we do?
The most important thing is to keep your firmware updated.
How do I even do that?
It's usually pretty simple. You just need to check the manufacturer's website.
And those updates, they include security patches that fix vulnerabilities.
Right. It's one of the easiest but most effective ways to protect your network.
Besides updating firmware, what else can we do to keep our home network safe?
Well, using a strong and unique password is crucial. And don't just change the Wi-Fi password.
Right, because if someone gets into the router settings, they control everything.
Exactly. So change the password for accessing those settings, too.
Got it. Strong passwords, check.
Another important layer of protection is a firewall.
A firewall.
Think of it as a barrier between your network and the outside world. It blocks unauthorized access.
Okay, firewall, check. What else?
Monitoring your network traffic can help too. If you see anything unusual, it could be a sign of trouble.
Like what?
Unfamiliar devices connecting to your network, sudden spikes in data usage, things like that.
So keep an eye on things.
Right. And lastly, don't hesitate to consult with a cybersecurity expert if you need help.
There are companies that specialize in that, right?
Absolutely. Companies like Technigene, they can assess your vulnerabilities and recommend solutions.
Sounds like there's a lot to think about here.
Definitely. From international politics to practical steps we can take to protect ourselves.
It's a lot to process.
It is, but it all ties back to this bigger issue.
The U.S.-China tech rivalry.
Exactly. This TP-Link situation, it's just one piece of that puzzle.
And we'll dive into that bigger picture in more detail after a quick break.
Sounds good. This whole TP-Link thing, it really highlights this growing tension between the U.S. and China.
Right. It's like a clash of the titans, two superpowers fighting for the future of tech.
And it's not just bragging rights they're after.
No.
It's about economic power, national security, you know, who gets to be the global leader in the 21st century.
And technology's at the heart of it all.
Absolutely. So how did we get here?
Yeah, what's the backstory to this tech rivalry?
Well, for decades, the U.S. was the king of tech, no question.
Silicon Valley, the American dream, all that.
Exactly. But in recent years, China's been cashing up fast.
Investing heavily, pushing boundaries.
Yeah, they've made huge strides in AI, 5G, even space exploration.
And that's got the U.S. feeling a little nervous.
There's definitely some unease. You know, they see China's rise as a challenge.
Due to their dominance. Yeah.
They're worried about economic competition, military strength, and of course, those security risks.
So this TP-Link investigation, it's just one battle in a much bigger war.
Exactly. It's a part of a broader strategy to, you know, contain China's tech ambitions.
And maintain their own leadership.
Exactly. We've seen similar moves against other Chinese tech companies.
Like Huawei and ZTE.
Right. It's a complex game. Economics, national security, geopolitics, all tangled up.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is, but let's try to break it down.
Okay. What are the specific worries about Chinese tech?
Espionage is a big one.
Spying.
The U.S. government is concerned that Chinese companies could be forced to, you know, install backdoors in their products.
Like a secret listening device in your router.
Similar concept, but it goes beyond just listening.
Stealing data, disrupting infrastructure, even influencing elections.
Exactly. The stakes are really high.
And China denies all this, right?
Of course, they say it's all baseless. Just an attempt to stifle their growth.
And protect American dominance.
Right. So we're stuck in this back and forth, both sides pointing fingers.
A tech cold war.
And it's not just the U.S. and China caught in the middle.
What do you mean?
Other countries are having to pick sides, weighing the benefits against the risks.
It's a tough choice. Cutting edge tech and a huge market versus potential security threats.
Exactly. And businesses and individuals are facing similar dilemmas.
What tech to trust? How to protect their data?
It's a whole new landscape.
So what does the future hold? Will the U.S. and China completely decouple their tech sectors?
That's the million-dollar question. Some experts think we're headed for a full-blown tech cold war.
Separate spheres of influence, like a digital iron curtain.
Yeah, others say complete separation is impossible. We'll see a mix of cooperation and competition.
I guess only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure, this rivalry will have a huge impact on all of us.
Shaping the way we live, work, and interact with the world.
It's raising big questions about the role of technology in society.
Balancing innovation with security.
Exactly. But it's important to remember, we're not powerless in all this.
We can make informed choices, protect our privacy.
Absolutely. We don't have to passively accept whatever tech giants throw at us.
We can demand transparency, hold them accountable.
Be critical thinkers, ask questions, make our voices heard.
So what can we do? We've talked about updating firmware, strong passwords, firewalls, But what else?
Being mindful of the data you share online is crucial.
Right, like those quizzes and surveys on social media.
It can collect a lot of information about you.
And that can be used for all sorts of things, good and bad.
Exactly. It's not just about protecting yourself from hackers. It's about being aware of how companies and governments use your data.
We need to ask questions. Understand how our information is stored and protected.
Absolutely. Become conscious consumers of technology.
Know the trade-offs. Demand more transparency.
Hold them accountable for protecting our data and privacy.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, but what's the bottom line?
It's not about being afraid of technology or disconnecting from the digital world.
Right, we can't all live off the grid.
It's about being informed, taking precautions, recognizing that cybersecurity is an ongoing process.
So stay vigilant, keep learning.
Knowledge is power. The more we understand, the better we can protect ourselves.
And advocate for stronger privacy laws. Hold those in power accountable.
Exactly. We can shape a safer and more secure digital future.
So it's about finding that balance, enjoying the benefits of technology while being mindful of the risks.
And remembering that we all have a role to play in creating a better digital world.
Well said. This deep dive has been eye-opening. I'm definitely going to be more careful about my own digital security now.
Me too. It's been a great conversation.
This whole TP-Link situation, the Volt Typhoon campaign, it's a wake-up call.
It is, but it's also an opportunity.
To learn, to adapt, to take control.
Exactly. To make sure technology serves us, not the other way around.
That's a powerful message, and I think it's a perfect place to wrap up this deep dive.
I agree. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, and to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. It really makes you think, you know, like all those times you just click agree without reading the terms and conditions.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
But it's a reminder to be more careful, you know, think about what data we're sharing.
Those quizzes and surveys on social media, they can collect a surprising amount of information about you.
And use it for who knows what.
Exactly. It's not just hackers we need to worry about. It's how companies and governments use our data, too.
Right. Like, how's it stored? Who has access? What are they doing to protect our privacy?
Those are the questions we need to be asking.
We need to be more, like, aware as consumers of technology.
Exactly. Understand the trade-offs. Demand more transparency from these companies.
Hold them accountable.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Yeah.
Should we all just ditch our routers and go off the grid?
Well, that's not very practical for most people.
Not really, no.
But we can take steps to minimize those risks.
Like what?
Like we talked about, updating firmware, strong passwords, setting up a firewall.
Right. Those are the basics.
And being careful about what you share online, staying informed about the threats.
So being proactive, not paranoid.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. The more we understand, the better we can protect ourselves.
And push for stronger laws. Hold those in power accountable.
Absolutely.
So it's about striking that balance,
mm-hmm.
right? Enjoying technology, but being mindful of the risks.
And remembering that we all have a role to play in shaping a safer digital world.
Well said. This has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has.
I know I'm going to be thinking a lot more about my digital security from now on.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners will too.
It's been great discussing this with you.
Thanks for joining us. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to this deep dive into the world of technology and all the challenges that come with it. Stay curious and stay safe out there.